time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to today's presentation of high school baseball in the 2026 District Tournament. Our next matchup features the Lumen Christi Titans and the Grass Lake Warriors in the district championship at Lumen Christi High School. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Grass Lake taking down Wesley 4-0. Lumen Christi taking down Napoleon 9-0. As we immediately have a bloop into the outfield, caught by the second baseman, Kellen Crowley. Unbelievable catch running that one down, leading off Luke Guthrie on a single pitch. Already a single out. So, just like that, Gavin Killinger in at the plate. So, just getting right into the action. A couple shutout wins for both these teams. And, of course, both these teams winning a district championship last season. But one of these teams going to have this season end in this game right here. So on the mound for the Lumen Christi Titans, it is Wes Learned, who was a hitting machine in the first game against Napoleon. Currently at the plate, it's Gavin Killinger. One count, bases empty, one out. Check swing, broke the plane. 1-2 count for Gavin Killinger. Of course, game three of three today. Winner of this game will move on into the regional semifinals on Wednesday. Location to be determined. Can both these teams making it at least that far last year? Grass Lake, they did make it to the regional semis, but lost to Onsted. 2-2. This is outside on the fastball. Runs the count full, 3-2. From Wes Learned. Same uniforms for these teams in this game as the first games for these teams. We've got a swing and a foul tip. Killinger just hanging in there. Lumen in their black jerseys, green numbers trimmed in gold, white pants, black ball caps, green brim. Meanwhile, Grass Lake in their cream-colored uniforms, navy blue numbers, navy blue hats with the white front and the navy GL logo. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number one of the game for Wes Learned, and that is the second out of the inning. That brings in Cameron Prater, trying to keep the inning alive for the Warriors. Played in a phenomenal game one against the Leslie Blackhawks. The first pitch clips the bottom of the zone for a called first strike. Wes Learned pitching from the stretch with the bases empty. Next pitch, that one just low on the fastball. One ball, one strike. Game was scoreless through the first 5.5 innings before Grass Lake plated four against a future Division I pitcher for the University of Kentucky, Jackson Fawcett. Otherwise, the rest of the game, base runners were at a premium. Swinging a foul, 1-2 now for Cameron Prater. 1-2 in the dirt. Running the count even. Back back on the hill for Wes Learned. Trying to get out of the inning in order. Hard throw. You can hear the grunt, and it's swung on and fouled away. Prater just hanging in there with this 2-2 count. Back in the stretch. Swing, pop, and foul territory. That's going to be caught by Logan Hetherington. And that is going to retire Grass Lake in order. 1-2-3. No score yet. Bottom of the first coming your way next. This is High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
No score yet. Bottom of the first inning. District championship from Woman Christie High School. Woman Christie with their first time at the plate after Grass Lake retired in order in the top of the first inning. Noah Orban getting the start, throwing the rest of his warm-up pitches here. Leading off, as was the case for Lumen in the last game, it's Jack Fitzpatrick, the center fielder. Grass Lake knows the sort of discipline they need to have. They saw it firsthand in the last game. When you're going up against a pitcher of the caliber of Jackson Fawcett from Leslie, you need to keep those games as low scoring as possible if you want to have a chance to break through that guy. And the philosophy is the same here against this Lumen Christie batting order that can do damage and great pitching up and down. So Fitzpatrick charging forward, showing bunt, but not going to make the contact. 1-0, next pitch. Late swing and a miss out in front. I should say he sort of leaned out in front of that one, but he was late behind that one. One ball, one strike. Next away from Orban. Nice fastball, but just outside. Two balls and one strike. Fitzpatrick hitless in 5 at-bats in the first game. He's due, but that one's instead lined on the next pitch to the shortstop, Cameron Prater for the first out. Here's Kellen Crowley at the plate now. Pitched the first 4 innings of what was a combined no-hitter for Lumen Christie between he and River McCluskey in the team's first game today against Napoleon. First pitch in there for a strike. Next one low and in with a little bit of a back hop there from Crowley. One ball, one strike. Next delivery misses low on the fastball from Orban. 2-1. Next delivery called strike 2. That one got the upper inside corner. And tremendous pitching from both these teams that we've seen today. A couple of shutouts. But, of course, one of these teams going to have to give up some runs in this one to determine a winner. 3-2 pitches in the dirt. Full count now for Kellen Crowley. Wines and deals. Misses up and in. It's a walk. First walk issued from Noah Orban. Runner on first with one out. Bottom of the first inning. No score yet. Benny Gaston at the plate now. This first inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Winds and deals to Gaston. This one misses low. One ball, no strikes. Benny Gaston, as he looks at strike two, runner goes. Throw is late. Steal from Crowley puts a runner in scoring position with one out. Go ahead run in scoring position now. Gaston hitless in the first game. 0 for 2. Did make base twice, however. Looks at strike two on the bottom of the zone. Orban looking for a huge out number two. And he does get it swing and a miss. Big strikeout. And that brings in Paul Sattler. Runner on second with two outs. No score yet in the bottom of the first inning. Orban glance at second. First pitch, big swing and a miss from Sattler. It was primarily the middle of the batting order for Lumen that did the damage against Napoleon. Next pitch misses low and away. One ball, one strike to Sattler. Next delivery, swing and a grounder. Takes a bad bounce in front of the first baseman. Brown goes into the outfield. Throw in to the infield. It's not going to be in time to get Kellen Crowley. That's a huge two-out knock for Ball Sattler to bring in the first run of the game. 1-0 Lumen. RBI presented by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. But wow, wicked bounce. It was one of those grounder. It looked like it was going right to Brown, the first baseman, and just took a nasty bounce in the edge of the grass and into the outfield to bring in the first run of the game. Here's Wes Learned. Get a step off from Orban before the first pitch. Next delivery, that one misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Important for these teams to get that early lead. Lumen comes through here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch, reaching out, just making contact, and fouls that one away. 1-1. Gets back into the left-handed batter's box against the left-handed pitcher. 1-1. Swing, fly ball, this one high, this one deep to right field, and that's out of here! Two-run, two-out, long ball from Wes Learned. Just like that, 3-0 Lumen. We've seen him hit round trippers this season. Picked a good time to hit. Launch one there. Two RBIs presented by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Just like that, base is empty with two outs. Here is Brennan Brogan. Boy, you can hear the Lumen Christie dugout right beneath me. Boy, they are fired up, to say the least. Noah Orban looked like he was going to be in for a quick inning. And again, it all started with that Paul Sattler, that single. As that pitch runs in and gets Brogan. Hit by pitch. Keeps the inning going and passes the baton to Harrison Bonke, the catcher. But it all started, had a base runner on second with two outs. Paul Sattler grounded one right to first base, but a nasty bounce at the edge of the grass sent it into the outfield and not only scored the first run of the game, but kept the inning going. set the stage for that two-run blast from Learn. First pitch misses to Botke, 1-0 count. Next delivery, low, runner goes, and it's an uncontested steal of second by Brogan, no throw. Orban in the stretch. Quick glance at second, 2-0, that one gets the zone, called for a strike. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. 2-1 misses low. 3-1. Boy, just a lot of this pressure on Orban. Again, it looked, could be frustrating too. Looked like it was going to be a quicker inning for him. 3-1. That one gets the zone. Full count now, 3-2. Trying to shut down this bigger-than-expected first inning for Lumen Christi. Payoff. Whoa, and it's another walk. Second of the inning. Runners on first and second with two down. 3-0 Lumen. And this brings in the designated hitter, Eli Kimball, as we're going to have a mound visit here for Noah Orban, trying to settle him down and get him out of this inning that just seems like it will never end for Orban. That two-out magic for Lumen Christi. This is one of those teams in virtually every sport. You give them an inch, they will take a mile. That's what's happening right here. Since getting two outs, we've seen two hits and three runs score with a hit, batter, and a walk mixed in there as well. So mound visit continuing. Home plate umpire starting to walk in to break this thing up. Eli Kimball waiting just outside the right-hander batter's box. Ready to go for his first plate appearance of the game. Did not appear in the team's first game against Napoleon. First inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Quick glance back at second. First pitch, foul tip behind. Falls behind in the count, 0-1. Kimball in the number 7 spot in the batting order for Lumen Christi. Number 8 spot, beg your pardon. Next one is popped, foul. Up and out of play to the right side. Now 0-2. One strike away again from getting out of this jam. Quick glance at second, 0-2. That one misses inside, close. 1-2. In the stretch, Orban once more. 1-2. Check swing. No swing, and it's just off the plate. 2-2. Boy, Orban right there on the zone, but not getting him swinging. And not getting the zone either. 2-2, another swing and foul away behind. Kimball ready back in the box. Orban in the stretch. Gets his pitch. Quick glance at second. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gets his second strikeout, finally ends this inning, but two out magic for Lumen Christi. Three runs on two hits, no errors, two runners left on. It's 3-0 Lumen, top of the second, coming your way next. This is Boys High School Baseball, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Top of the second inning. Lumen Christie in front, 3-0 over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM from Lumen Christie High School District Championship. Winner moves on to the regional semis on Wednesday. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Grass Lake. They were retired in order to start the game at the top of the first. And due up, it is Colin Knight who sends one high and fairly deep to left field, but it is in the glove of Gibson Shore for out number one. Gibson Shore, he was the second baseman in the first game today, now in the outfield. Manny Shaffrin at the plate. Third baseman for Grass Lake. As we go through the Grass Lake batting order, top three was second baseman Luke Guthrie, left fielder Gavin Killinger, and the shortstop Cameron Prater. First pitch is bounced in the dirt by Learned, ball one. 4, 5, 6, meanwhile, Colin Knight, the catcher, Manny Shaffrin, the third baseman, and Noah Orban, the starting pitcher. 1-0 on its way from Learned. That one just low, close. Bottom three, meanwhile, we've got the designated hitter, Domingo DeCosta Elizondo, Chase Laughlin in right field, and Ethan Brown, the first baseman. Got a swing. We got a fly ball to shallow right field, and it's going to be caught by Brennan Brogan for out number two. First five batters in the Grass Lake order retired. Start this game for Wes Learned, who is really pitching effectively. And, of course, get a boost of confidence as well when you yourself hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the first. Give yourself some run support. Noah Orban at the plate, trying to keep the inning alive. Pitches in the dirt for ball one. All about that two-out magic. Again, just ask Lumen Christie. Now, at that point, they did already have base runners on. Well, one base runner on when they got to two outs, but anything can happen at any time. One ball, one strike. Next one gets the top of the zone. In the stretch, 1-1. Swing and a foul tip in the dirt. Makes it 1-2. Orban needs to kind of walk that one off. That one looked like it deflected off the bat and then into his foot. Takes a couple of steps. He is okay. So 1-2, Wes Learned looking to retire the first six hitters of the game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout for Wes Learned, and Grass Lake goes down in order in both the first and second innings. Lumen Christie remains in front 3-0. Bottom of the second coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball District Championship brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. 3-0, Lumen Christi over Grass Lake. 8 players went to bat in the bottom of the first for Lumen Christi. They're led off by the number 9 hitter, Gibson Shore, left fielder for this district championship game. So Noah Orban remaining on the hill for Grass Lake. Again, got 2 quick outs and then looked to get that third out with that grounder by Paul Sattler that took a nasty bounce going into the outfield. And then since then, after that point, it was a struggle just to get that last out. Got a swing and a foul out of play after a ball. So a 1-1 count for Gibson Shore. Next delivery. That one misses up and in. 2 balls, 1 strike count for Noah Orban. 2-1 on its way. Swinging a pop foul to the right-hand side, up and over the Lumen dugout. And it's a 2-2 count. These two teams on the season, they have already met up. As the pitch bounces in the dirt from Noah Orban. To run the count full 3-2. Only one meeting during the regular season. Close one. 8-7 win for Lumen Christi. Payoff pitch. That one is a swing. Grounder. This one going to short. Gloved. Thrown to first. Offline. Pulled Brown off the bag. Prater on his throw. That's going to be an error. First error of the game for either team. And Lumen Christi gets their leadoff hitter on. Back to the top of the order with Jack Fitzpatrick. We got a check throw at first with Gibson Shore diving in safely. In the stretch, next delivery, I should say, is going to be a bunt that hugs the first base line beautifully. Orban could not get to it until Fitzpatrick was already on base. We've seen Lumen, they get aggressive with those one-out bunts with the runner on first or even in second for that matter. But many times it works out in their favor with those bunt singles, and that is what happened there. Third hit of the game for Lumen. Now you got runners on first and second with nobody out. Kellen Crowley at the plate. He shows bunt as well. Orban collects it. Throw to first is in time. That's the only play. Sacrifice bunt for Kellen Crowley. 2 in scoring position with 1 out. Benny Gaston at the plate. Big power bat right here to do some more damage. Lumen Christi already up 3-0. Orban walks and loads. That one outside part of the plate. Called first strike. Winds and deals again with the 0-1. Swing and a foul tip. 0-2. Benny Gaston combined 0-for-3 in the 2 games today. District semis and now championship. 0-2. Swing. Another foul. That one in the dirt just to the left-hand side of home plate. Very big crowd here on hand for this one. Good amount of supporters for both teams. 0-2 to Gaston. Swing and a line drive. This one going to left field. That one is going to be off the glove and misplayed by Killinger. Two runs will score. And that's going to be a costly mistake that should have only gotten one run out of it. But instead, it's two runs that score. 5-0, Lumen Christi over Grass Lake. Second inning, second error in the inning. Now you got a runner on second with still only one out, and that's going to be it for Noah Orban. We're going to take a timeout as Grass Lake warms up a new pitcher. Back in 60 seconds, it's 5-0 Lumen Christi on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So a costly error for Grass Lake results in two runs being scored for Lumen Christi, leading 5-0 here at the bottom of the second inning. And we have a reliever in. It's going to be Braden Sneer, relieving Orban after just 1 1/3 innings. So the line as of right now for Orban, 1 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Of course, not all of those runs are earned, but regardless, not the start that Grass Lake wanted in this district championship. Paul Sattler at the plate now. First pitch misses low from Sneer for ball one. Runner on second with one out as we've got a swing and a foul tip behind, even the count at one. Paul Sattler 1-for-1. He drove in the first run of the game back in the last inning. 1-run single. Driving in Kellen Crowley. 1-1, misses up and in. A little bit of chin music right there. 2 balls and a strike to Paul Sattler. Benny Gaston's at second. Gets a decent lead. 2-1, that one's in the dirt. 3-1. So not only do you have this Lumen Christi team consistently finding itself getting on base, driving in runs, but you got a guy like Wes Learned that pitching for Lumen, boy, he's pitching with a ton of confidence right now. And next pitch misses above the zone, ball four. It's another walk, combined third walk for this Grass Lake pitching staff. And now you got runners on first and second with one out. Here is Wes Learned. First pitch misses low and away. Ball one, and this is a guy who launched a 2-run home run in the first inning at that time to make it 3-0. It's back in the box. A little bit of a quick chat there between Sneer and Colin Knight, the catcher. But back ready to go now. Sneer gets his pitch. 1-0. Floats in. That's going to be swung on, grounded foul along the first base line. One ball, one strike for Wes Learn, starting pitcher for this district championship game. Sneer, quick glance at second. 1-1. Swing and a grounder. This one through the legs of the first baseman, Noah Orban. One run will score. And the lead grows. 6-0 Lumen. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Paul Sauer gets on. It's going to be another error.
Now then, number 22, Brendan Brogan.
Three errors in the inning. The defense was great in that first game. No errors in that first game against Leslie, but three just in this inning. Keeping it going. Runners on the corners with still one out. Here is Brennan Brogan. Pitch swings and fouls to the left-hand side with Wes Learn running for second on that play. Having to go back to first. That run, by the way, also counting against Noah Orban's stats. As Wes Learn caught in a jam between first and second. Throw over there. Trying to draw some attention maybe, as there's not even going to be a throw back. And as Learn was running back, he kind of bumped into Noah Orban, the first baseman. Trying to get a call from the umpire. Didn't get it. I mean, you normally see that sort of contact initiation for the call from the NBA. Not as much in baseball. But we saw it right there. In the stretch, next delivery. That one misses inside. And now Learn an uncontested steal of second. Two in scoring position. With just one out, and it's 6-0, Lumen Christi. One meanwhile for Brennan Brogan. Next to every a tap swing. That one's going to be deflected foul, and now a 1-2 count. Brennan Brogan, he was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance in the first inning, also stole a base. Next delivery, swung on, grounder. That one just in the glove of the shortstop, Prater. The throw to Orban just in there to get that out. But we do have another run scoring, an RBI ground out. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Compliments of Brennan Brogan, 7-0 Lumen Christi. Meanwhile, Wes Learn moving up to third on the play. Snyder ready to go on the mound again. Harrison Botke, the catcher at the plate. This is the eighth batter to come to the plate in the inning. Two innings in a row where eight batters come through. As the first pitch in there called strike one. Just shows you if you don't have that pitching discipline against a team like this, things can get ugly quickly. First pitch misses high. It's ball one. Today's coverage brought to you by Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week. Live music on select nights. Event space and more. We've got a swing and a grounder up the middle. That's going to be gloved by the second baseman, Guthrie. Throw over to first in time to get the third out. But damage is done once again for Lumen Christi. Of course, they got a big help by three errors from Grass Lake. They score three runs on one hit. On those three errors, one runner left on base. I beg your pardon, four runs scored on just one hit with those three errors. And the score is 7-0. Lumen Christi over Grass Lake, top of the third, coming your way next in 60 seconds. This is High School Baseball, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Woman Christie doing everything they need on both sides, the plate and on the mound. Doing a lot of damage at the plate and then otherwise. Six up, six down through two innings for the pitcher, Wes Learned of Lumen Christie. 7-0 lead over Grass Lake. Now in the top of the third with the designated hitter, Domingo DeCosta Elizondo at the plate. Trying to get things going again. They just have not been able to get quality contact against this guy so far. Next one in there for called strike two. Learned just really paying the zone now. On top of doing tons of damage at the plate. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch strikeout. Domingo DeCosta Elizondo goes down. That's the third strikeout of the game. Back-to-back strikeouts dating back to last inning for Wes Learned. And he retires the leadoff hitter. Here's Chase Laughlin, the right fielder for Grass Lake. In the stretch, here's the next delivery. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Strike one. In the stretch, 0-1. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to short. Gaston to Hetherington in time for out number two. That brings in the nine-hole hitter, Ethan Brown, first baseman. Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Ethan Brown getting his first plate appearance in either game today for Grass Lake as the first pitch misses high for ball one. Getting back in the box is Brown, and on the hill for Learned. Byers, that one in the zone right down the middle for a called first strike. One. That one misses inside, changeup. 2-1. Learned behind in the count now. He's been ahead in the count pretty much the entire time he's been on the mound. These first three innings for 2-1. Misses inside now. 3-1. Best chance Grass Lake has had so far to get their first base runner. Swing and a miss. Boy, that fastball caught him off guard. Could not keep up. And it's 3-2. Next delivery. Swing and a miss. Fell behind in a 3-1 hole. Back-to-back strikes. Gets his fourth strikeout of the game. Wes Learned, 9-up, 9-down on the mound through three innings. And Lumen Christie maintains their 7-0 lead. Bottom of the third inning coming up next. This is High School Baseball presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment, from powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We've got our third pitcher in as many innings for Grass Lake. It's Manny Shaffrin now on the mound, as Grass Lake tries to get something going pitching-wise. Just been a bunch of struggles otherwise. Leading off, it's Eli Kimble. First pitch misses for ball one. Shaffrin winds and deals. Curveball, that one gets the inside half. Called strike one, 1-1 count. Couple other defensive changes as well for Grass Lake. So Prater moves from short to third. Shaffrin moves from third to the mound. Braden Wayne now in at second base. We've got a swing. Line drive, base hit into right field. Leadoff single for Eli Kimble. He's now 1-for-2 after a first inning strikeout. Again, the leadoff guy gets on. And that brings in Jack Fitzpatrick. First pitch showing bunt. Hugs the first baseline as it did previously. Pick up, throw to first in time for the first out. Another sacrifice bunt. Beg your pardon, that was Gibson Shore. Now it's Jack Fitzpatrick getting into the box. So Gibson Shore with the sacrifice bunt, getting the base runner into scoring position, being Eli Kimble. In the stretch, first delivery. Curveball, that one misses inside. So with two outs, Snyder in the last inning allowed one run and one walk. Did inherit some damage from Orban previously. Fastball up and in this time. 2-0. Shaffrin gets back on the hill. In the stretch. Next delivery. Fastball gets the inside half of the plate. Two balls and a strike. Runner on second with one out. 7-0 Lumen Christi lead here in the third inning, brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Next one, swing. This is a grounder. Nearly got up the middle, but not past the second baseman, Braden Wayne. But the throw is late. Just couldn't make it in time. Fitzpatrick able to beat that one out. Runners on the corners with one out still. Second hit of the inning as well. Fifth hit overall for Lumen's bats. This brings in Kellen Crowley. Shaffrin ready to go. First pitch in there for strike one. Runner goes as well. No throw. Uncontested steal by Fitzpatrick. 0-1 count. Next pitch floats in for strike two. Kellen Crowley. A walk and a sacrifice bunt in this one. With a steal and a run scored. 0-2, swing and a foul behind. Stays alive. O2 count as Manny Shaffron looks for the second out of the inning. Swing and a grounder. This one goes right to the second baseman. Wayne throw gets him. A good stretch out at first base by Orban, but the run comes in to score anyways. RBI ground out presented by Aspen 1 Hour by Kellen Crowley, and it's 8-0 Lumen. Fitzpatrick at third now with two outs. Here's Benny Gaston. First pitch, curveball, it's in the dirt. Ball one. Benny Gaston is 0-2. Strikeout and a reach on an error. But that error driving in two runs, and he also scored a run. This time on the curveball, gets the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. One swing, grounder. That one gets right back to Shaffron on the mound. Deflects it down, pick up, throw to first in time. Gets the out. But Lumen does add one more to their lead. One run on two hits. No errors this time. And one runner left on base. It's 8-0 Lumen. Through three. Top of the fourth is next. This is High School Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie leads Grass Lake 8-0 through three innings here in the 2026 District Championship. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me. Through today's coverage, three total games across two different stations. Number 1, 2, and 3 due up for Grass Lake in the inning, led off by Luke Guthrie, the second baseman, who lets a pitch go past in the dirt to get ahead in the count 1-0. 9 up, 9 down for Wes Learned through three innings. 1-0. Hard delivery, and that one is in the inside upper corner. One ball, one strike. In the stretch, 1-1. Hard delivery again. That one snagged by Botke behind home plate. Two balls and a strike. Next one. Could not steal a strike there. Botke with his pitch framing. Three balls, one strike. Guthrie trying to be the first Grass Lake base runner today. 3-1. Swung on and fouled away. Going to be out of play. Past the score box behind home plate. The count runs full, 3-2. Wes Learned ready on the hill again. Payoff pitch. Check swing, held off, and there is the first base runner of the game for Grass Lake on the walk. It's Luke Guthrie. We'll see if they start chipping away at this deficit. As Gavin Killinger at the plate now. Roll 0 for 1, first strikeout victim of Wes Learned is Gavin Killinger. First pitch, neck high fastball, 1-0. So mentioned the first three innings, 9 up, 9 down for Grass Lake at the plate. Meanwhile, we've got a swing and a grounder. That one gets past the diving Sattler at third. And there is now the first base hit of the game for Grass Lake. 2 on, no out in this fourth inning for the Warriors. And that brings in Cameron Prater. So now Grass Lake has something brewing here in the fourth. But prior to this, no luck at the plate, and then Grass Lake, they're pitching, going through a bunch of different pitchers already. Lumen Christie scoring 3-4 and then 1 to get to their 8-0 lead. First pitch misses to Cameron Prater, 1-0. Next pitch misses low again. Good luck here at Wes Learned and how he performs with some pressure on the bases. Two-o count, two on, nobody out, and Learned steps off. Two-o, pass ball misses inside. 3-0 count to Cameron Prater, and now Harrison Botke gonna come out from behind home plate and have a quick chat with his pitcher. Try to settle him down to get out of this jam. Botke gets back behind home plate. Prater back into the box. 0 for 1. He popped out to end the first inning. Quick glance at second. 3-0. Right down the middle. Gets back in the zone. It's 3-1. Next delivery, 3-1. It's going to be popped foul up and out of play over the Lumen Christie dugout to the right. And that runs the count full, 3-2. So Wes Learned at least able to run the count full after falling behind 3-0. Now trying to get that first out. Quick glance at second. Meanwhile, Grass Lake trying to do some damage here. Pitch misses high. It's another walk. A walk, a single, and another walk is how Grass Lake now has bases loaded with nobody out. And now going to be a mound visit here. Head coach Derek Tracy comes out from the dugout. Having a quick chat with Learned, trying to settle him down. Get out of this inning. Currently an 8-0 Lumen Christie lead over Grass Lake. Catcher Colin Knight coming to the plate for the Warriors. Again, no base runners at all the first three innings, and now suddenly they got bases loaded, no outs. You never know if Grass Lake can get a big inning right here. That will go a long way in giving them some momentum to try to keep chipping away. First pitch tonight. That one misses high. Could not get the spot there with the fastball. And it's 1-0. Learned in the stretch. Ready to go. 1-0 again. Swing and a foul tip behind. One ball, one strike. able to get back even into the count. Again, Grass Lake, huge opportunity right here. 1-1. That one misses outside. 2-1. Colin Knight, he's 0-1. He flew out to left field in the second inning to lead off at that time. 2-1 swing. We got a fly ball. This one going to shallow left center field. That's going to be a catch, and runner's not going to go. Not enough depth for Guthrie to feel comfortable running, and that's actually a good call. Great throw back in from Shore, who made the catch. That if Guthrie had gone, then that would have been a double play. But instead, it's the first out of the inning. Bases loaded, one out. Lumen Christie leads 8-0, but Grass Lake threatening here. Manny Shaffrin at the plate. Started the game at third base. Has since been moved to pitchers. We've got a called strike one upper corner inside. Learn, quick glance at second. 0-1. Swinging a chopper. That one goes right back to Learn on the mound. Looks like he got hurt. Throw to first is not in time. It's an infield single with an RBI for Manny Shaffrin, but Wes Learn, he took a line drive right there. Looks like he should be okay. But that is going to drive in the first Grass Lake run of the game. Bases remain loaded with one out. Here is Noah Orban. That RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Killinger at third, Prater at second, Shaffrin at first, Noah Orban at the plate. First delivery, swing, line drive, slices foul along the third baseline. Falls behind 0-1. One run on two hits in the inning so far. After no base runners at all through the first three innings. Next delivery, swing. This is a flare out to shortstop, and now we got a double play ball. That's going to be both in time, at least one of them. Trying to get that double play, but the throw relay to first offline. So Manny Shaffrin out at second. Runners on first and second. Looks like they're going to have a conversation with the umpire there in the field. Had some confusion there with Benny Gaston. Having some conversations with him. So that is also going to drive in the second run of the game. Noah Orban reaches on fielder's choice, but drives in Gavin Killinger from third. So runners on first and second with two outs now. Here is Domingo De Costa Elizondo at the plate. Designated hitter for Lumen Christie. And now going to have a conversation with head coach Derek Tracy with the home plate umpire, trying to get a clarification on the play. Some confusion on Lumen Christie's side. We're good to go. I think they're going to make sure they get the second out on the board, which they do. So two on, two out. 8-2 Lumen Christie lead with Grass Lake at the plate. And the first pitch, swing and a miss for Domingo De Costa Elizondo. 0-1 count now. He's 0-1. He struck out in the third inning. Next delivery. Throw and then a relay attempt at first. Diving back in safely is Orban. 1-1 count otherwise. Wes learned back on the mound. Quick glance at second. Here's the 1-1. Fastball gets to the top of the zone. Now a 1-2 count. Light at the end of the tunnel in this fourth inning for Wes Learned. Grass Lake coming through here, but they've still got some ground to make up here. Step off now for Learned. Needs another moment. And then another step off for Learned. Domingo DeCastro Elizondo gets back into the box. Righty hitter versus lefty pitcher. 1-1. Late swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up with the fastball. That's the fifth strikeout of the game for Wes Learned. And the third out of the inning. Grass Lake, however, chipping into that deficit. They score two runs on two hits. There were no Lumen Christie errors. And there were two runners left on base. 8-2, Lumen. Bottom of the fourth coming up next in 60 seconds. This is high school district championship baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the fourth inning, past the halfway mark in our district championship. Lumen Christie 8-2 over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, broadcasting from Lumen Christie High School. Manny Shaffron remains on the mound in relief. And we've got 4, 5, and 6 due up here. Settler, Learned, and Brogan. First pitch misses outside. It's ball one. 1-0. That one's clipping the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Paul Settler, 1-for-1. RBI single in the first. Walked in the second. Scored a run in both innings. Pitch misses inside now. 2-1 for Paul Sattler. 2-1. Swing and a pop. This one to the left side of the infield. Camping under it is the shortstop Luke Guthrie, and he makes the catch for out number one. Brings in Wes Learned. Certified damage doer at the plate. Two-run home run in the first inning, and then reached on an error in the second inning. He's driven in three total runs, scoring a run himself. First pitch, that one outside for ball one. Shaffron ready to go, 1-0. That one gets the bottom of the zone, called strike one. 1-1 the count. Today's coverage brought to you by Preet's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week. Live music on select nights. Event space for catering, events, and more. Offers smoked meats, pizza, tacos, and more. Preet's Place in Grass Lake. Fouled pitch there. It's 1-2 for Learn. Base is empty with one out. Lumen Christie leads 8-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2. Ooh, that one close. Outside corner just missed. Grasslake won and called strike three. But they didn't get it. It's 2-2. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. Hard grounder along the first baseline and foul. 2-2 count still for Wes Learned. Next one. Curveball outside. 3-2 full count. Big pitch right here. Shaffron looking to keep the bases empty. Looking for second out. And he doesn't get it. Pitch misses going away on the fastball. Walks Wes Learned. Shaffron, first walk he's issued in relief. Came in starting in the last inning. Now at the plate, it's Brennan Brogan. Fastball this time misses high for ball one. Brogan, he's 0 for 1. Hit by a pitch in the first inning, and he hit a RBI ground out in the second inning. Now a swing, line drive, hard contact into right field. Base hit. And now runners on first and second with one away. Brogan now 1 for 2 on that base hit. Sixth hit of the game overall for Lumen. And that brings in Harrison Botke. So 8 runs on 6 hits. Gotten a lot of help, especially in that second inning. With errors. In that inning, they only needed one hit for 4 runs scored. Botke at the plate. Quick glance at second. First delivery, that one called strike one right down the middle. Botke 0 for 1, ground out and a walk in this one. A 1 curveball, that one misses high. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners on first and second, one out, 8-2 Lumen lead. Here in the bottom of the fourth, next pitch. Misses low, 2-1. Botke gets ahead in the count now. Today's coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank as the fastball misses high again, 3-1. Advantageous count for Harrison Botke. In the stretch, quick glance at second, 3-1. Misses inside, ball 4. Second walk of the inning. And the bases are loaded with one out. This brings in Eli Kimball. He's 1 for 2 in this one. A single and a strikeout with a run scored. Come on, Fly. Here's Shaffron, winds and deals. Swinging a tapper along the third base line. That's collected. Fair ball. Force out at home. But no other play to be made. So a run-saving play by Prater at third. And the bases will remain loaded with two outs now. Still an 8-2 score. Wes Learned out at home. Brennan Brogan now at third. Harrison Botke at second and Eli Kimball at first. Here is Gibson Shore, the number 9 hitter in the order. Pitch to him in the dirt, bounces away, but no movement on the bases, just stays around the area. Needs to have a wild bounce in those situations if the runner from third wants to tempt home. It's a 1-0 count for Shore. Next pitch in the dirt, good block by Knight, keeping it in front, and it's 2-0. Gibson Shore, he's 0-1, reached on an error and dropped a sacrifice bunt in this one, also scored a run. 2-0 swing, line drive, and that's going to be caught this time by Gavin Killinger. The base is loaded. Is stranded. And the score remains 8-2 in favor of Lumen Christi. Top of the fifth coming your way next. This is Boys High School District Championship Baseball. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
8-2, Lumen Christi over Grass Lake in the district championship. You're at Lumen Christi High School. Connor Dockery with you. You're on WKHM. It's the top of the fifth. And leading off for Grass Lake, it's Chase Laughlin, the right fielder. Wes Learned remaining on the mound with his great start. First pitch, swing and a miss. So far for Learned, 2 runs on 2 hits, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks through 4 innings. 0-1, check swing. Did it break the plane? He did, according to the first base umpire, so he falls behind 0-2. Close play there for Laughlin. He's 0-for-1. He grounded out in the third. Wes Learned steps off now. Needs some more time. Oh, 2. Low for ball one. Toasty day today. Again, it was a little bit cooler this morning when we first set up shop. As we got called strike 3 right down the middle. Nice changeup. For Wes Learned, catching Chase Laughlin, looking for the first out of the inning. 6th strikeout for him to just 2 walks. Here's Braden Wayne, who pinch hit for Ethan Brown back in the 3rd inning and struck out. Came in amidst all the pitching changes that Grass Lake underwent. First pitch in there for strike 1. Next delivery, fastball. That one misses high and away. 1-1. Now the count. One one coming from Learned. Gets the knees. Called strike 2. 1-2. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, IST, and Jessica Villarreal, 5-star Real Estate. Next pitch, swing and a miss, back-to-back strikeouts for Wes Learned. 3 in a row dating back to last inning. And the first 2 hitters of the inning retired. That brings back to the top of the order with Luke Guthrie. Started the game at 2nd. Has since moved to shortstop. Base is empty. 8-2 Lumen lead in the top of the 5th inning. Next pitch misses away off the plate. 1. In the stretch, Learned 1-0. Ooh, that's going to run in and get Guthrie. Couldn't quite hop out of the way of that one, and it's a 2-out hit by pitch. Just the first of the game for Learned. Runner on first with 2 outs now. That brings in Gavin Killinger. Learn steps back on. Killinger practice swing. He's back in. First pitch, swing, fly ball. This one going to left center field, and it's going to be caught by Gibson Shore out there. And that will retire the side. The two-out hit batter doesn't come to pass, and it remains 8-2 in favor of Lumen Christi. Bottom of the fifth coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School District Championship Baseball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from Lumen Christi High School, bottom of the fifth inning. Got another pitching change for Grass Lake. It's Colin Knight, who was the starting catcher. He is now pitching. So, Manny Shaffrin lasted two innings. Did some pretty good work, allowed one run on three hits, two walks as well. 8-2, Lumen Christi over Grass Lake. Leading us off will be the number one hitter in the order, Jack Fitzpatrick. As we got the last couple of warm-up pitches here for Knight underway. Winner of this game will advance to the regional semifinals on Wednesday. And then from there, next Saturday, it's the regional championship and then quarterfinals. So another little tournament right there. So Fitzpatrick at the plate. He's 2-for-3, two singles, a run, and a steal. Good bounce-back game for him after an 0-for-5 performance in Game 1 today for him. So Knight, ready to go, throws out his first pitch, and that's going to be taken low and away for ball one. Next delivery. Swinging a grounder. This one just gets past the shortstop for a base hit. That was Cameron Prater. Couldn't make the play. It's a leadoff single for Jack Fitzpatrick on the ground. That brings in Kellen Crowley. Number two in the Lumen Christi order. Second baseman. Check throw at first. Throw is offline. Gets away from Orban. And that will move up Fitzpatrick on the error. 4th error of the game for Grass Lake. Of course, the last time they had an error late in inning, that was the second inning where Lumen scored 4 runs on just one hit. First pitch, now we got a swing and a fly ball foul into the Lumen Christi bullpen area along the first baseline. 0-1 count. Kellen Crowley is 0-for-1 with a walk and a sacrifice bunt in this one. Run scored, run batted in, and a steal. Shows bunt this time, rolls to Knight on the mound, throw to first in time for out number one, but that does move up Fitzpatrick to third. Another sacrifice bunt for Crowley. That brings in Danny Gaston. I'd say he's due. No hit yet today across both games. First pitch swing, a pop, this one in foul territory, and going to be out of play. 0-1 falls behind. Gaston in this game, a strikeout, an error, and a ground out. Batted in two runs and scored one other run. Runner on third with one out. 8-2 Lumen lead in the bottom of the fifth. 0-1. That one's low. One ball, one strike. Ready to go. 1-1 from Colin Knight. That one misses low. Two balls and a strike. Today's coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, Prates Place, Napoleon Cafe, and Shamrock Bar. Swing and a line drive, base hit into right field to score a run. Told you, Benny Gaston, he was due. Oh, well overdue, if you will. It's now 9-2. RBI compliments of Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. That brings in Paul Sattler. Runner on first with one out. Now in the stretch. Check throw at first. And Benny Gaston dives in safely. Ahead of Colin Knight's throw. First pitch to Sattler. Runner goes and now retreats. Back in safely after the check throw from the catcher, by the way. So 1-0 for Paul Sattler. Runner goes and then retreats again. 2-0 meanwhile for Paul Sattler. 1-for-2. One run single in the first, walk in the second, pop out in the fourth. He's batted in one run and scored two runs. Check throw offline, and Gaston is going to move up to second on another error. Another error trying to pick off a runner on first. Gaston loses his helmet in the process. He goes to retrieve it. So Lumen Christie, another runner in scoring position with just one out. ...2-0 count otherwise for Paul Sattler. Here we go. Coach runs off the field after helping get Gaston his batting helmet back. 2-0. Swinging a line drive. This one slices foul, just about 7 feet foul of the third base line there in left field. That one really would have done damage if it stayed fair. Two balls, one strike for Paul Sattler. Knight steps back on the hill. 2-1. That one a swing and a chopper. This one goes slowly to second base. Gloved and thrown to first in time. Guthrie to Orban for out number two, but that moves up Gaston to third. That brings in Wes Learned. 9-2 lead for Lumen Christie. Runner on third, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch, swing and a fly ball. This one high and deep to right field. It's got a chance and it's gone. Second round tripper of the game for Wes Learned. Another two-run shot and it's 11-2. And this comes off of a game that he had two doubles and a triple. Wes Learned, ladies and gentlemen. Two RBIs presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Now three runs scored on three hits in the inning. Hey, if Lumen Christie, hear from the dugout, let's end it. If Lumen Christie gets one more run in this inning, it'll be a mercy rule. With the current 9-run lead, 10 or more required in the fifth inning and beyond to get the mercy rule. First pitch for Brennan Brogan currently at the plate. Bottom part of the zone for the first pitch, and the next one too low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, swinging a pop. This one in foul territory, and it's going to be out of play. One ball, two strikes for Brennan Brogan, who is 1-for-2, hit by pitch, ground out in a single. Also batted in a run. One, two from Colin Knight. Swing, fly ball. This one going to shallow left field. And it's going to be gloved by Killinger. Calls off the shortstop, makes the catch. And the side is retired, but Lumen Christie doing more damage. Compliments of a 2-run home run from Wes Learned. They score 3 runs on 3 hits in the inning. 2 errors committed. And one, make it no runners left on base. And it's 11-2. Lumen over Grass Lake. Top of the sixth coming your way next. This is high school district championship baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Entering the latter stages of our district championship here from Lumen Christie High School, it's 11-2. Lumen over Grass Lake, adding another 3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Grass Lake, led off by Cameron Prater. Started at shortstop in this one. Played a couple different positions. First pitch in there for strike one and then misses on the second one. It's 1-1. So Wes Learned still pitching. Still pitching great, might I add. Especially in a game where he's hit 2 home runs. He can do it all. Pop and foul territory. That one nearly ran down by the right fielder, but Brogan could not get there. Lands foul, 1-2, meanwhile, for Cameron Prater. He's 0-for-1, popped out in the first, and then walked in the fourth inning. Quick glance at the Lumen dugout, 1-2 now. Bounces in the dirt. So Lumen Christie just doing damage throughout this entire game. As a matter of fact, only the fourth inning. That's the only inning that they have not scored any runs. Fastball misses up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes, full count now for Cameron Prater. In the stretch again. Payoff pitch. Swing and another foul ball. Out of play. Goes to the netting area of the batting cages. Learned looking to retire the leadoff hitter again. So far, Grass Lake, the only inning they've broken through was the fourth inning. They've only had one base runner besides that inning. Well, two now if you include the walk, which was just issued by Wes Learn. Cameron Prater gets on base now. Third walk issued of the game. That brings in Colin Knight. Started the game at catcher, but was doing some relief pitching in the last inning. Ready to go, Wes Learn. First pitch. Misses up and away. Next delivery. This time gets the zone on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Colin Knight, 0-for-2, couple of flyouts to left field. Trying to at least hit it to another spot on the field. 1-1, swing and a miss. Falls behind 1-2. Meanwhile, Prater faking the run to second, does not go through. Goes back to first. 1-2 on its way. Fastball misses high. Almost looked like a potential pitch out there. But Prater back to first. 2-2 otherwise. Next pitch. Called strike three. Follows up the leadoff walk with the called third strike. First out of the inning and now going to be a mound visit right here. Looks like that might be it for Wes Learned in his fantastic start, and it is. Gets a hand here from the Lumen supporters after 5 1/3 great innings. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. Lumen Christie warming up a new pitcher in the meantime. This is Boys High School Baseball back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
11-2, Lumen Christie leads over Grass Lake. Here in the top of the sixth inning, we have our first Lumen reliever of the game. It is Kellen Crowley, who actually did get the game one start, pitched the first four innings. Wow, no runs and no hits, two strikeouts and a walk. So he's back on the mound here. And here is Manny Schifrin. Currently runner on first with one out in the inning. For Grass Lake, we got a check swing. He more than broke the plane, needed the peel anyways, and that was confirmed by the second base umpire. 0-1 count for Schifrin. Now runner goes for second. Next pitch is high, and the pitch is way late. Good jump there by Prater to get that steal. So looking at the line for Learned in this one, through 5 1/3 innings, allowed two runs on two hits, eight strikeouts, and three walks. Have I mentioned at the plate as well, he's hit two home runs in this game? 1-1 from Crowley. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to left center field. And that is going to be caught and then fumbled by Jack Fitzpatrick. Came in late. It looked like, if anything, it might be falling into the Bermuda Triangle there between those three defenders. but instead just came in late. Looked like he was going to get there, but just could not secure the catch. Runners on first and second now. One out for Grass Lake. Here's Noah Orban. Nine-run lead for Lumen Christi. First pitch, fastball misses high. So Orban in this one, he's 0-for-2. Struck out in the second inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning, but did bat in a run. Swings, fouls one away. One ball, one strike. Of course, Orban started the game pitching for Grass Lake, but did not go his way. Another pitch, that one misses off the plate. Two balls, one strike. Two-one. Swing and another foul behind, and that runs the count even at two. So Grass Lake, another chance here. Most traffic on the bases they've had since that fourth inning where they scored their only two runs. 2-2, swinging another foul to the trees off to the left-hand side and out of play. Still for Noah Orban. Next pitch. Off speed, that one misses above the zone. Full count now, 3-2. Big pitch right here for Crowley. Trying to avoid allowing a big inning for Grass Lake. Payoff. That one misses high for a walk. So first walk issued in relief for Kellen Crowley. Fourth walk overall for this Lumen Christi batting order. Pitching staff, I beg your pardon, not batting order. So we got a pinch runner here, it looks like. Westcott now the pinch runner on second in favor of Schaffrin. Bases loaded, one out. Here's Domingo DeCosta Elizondo. Prater at third. Westcott at second, Orban at first. First pitch gets strike one, inside half. DeCosta Elizondo is 0-for-2, pair of strikeouts in this one in the third and fourth innings. Time called by DeCosta Elizondo at the plate, needs some more time. Crowley in the stretch. 0-1. Fastball high. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded, one out for Grass Lake. Lumen Christi leads 11-2. Top of inning number six. Next delivery, Matt. That one misses low. Two-one. Crowley looking for his pitch. Gets it in the stretch. Quick glance at third, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Trying to get this second out. Lumen Christi has gotten a double play earlier today. First inning against Napoleon. 2-2, swing and a tapper. This one goes right to third. Pick up and no play to third. Meanwhile, throw across the diamond late. So Sattler trying to get the tag out at third, missed it. Meanwhile, the throw late to first. And that's going to score another run for Grass Lake. They now trail 11-3. It's going to be a single for DeCoster Elizondo. RBI presented by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Bases remain loaded with one out. Got a swing and a grounder to short. Big bounce. Throw across Gaston, and that is also not in time. Pitch, the throw bounced in the dirt. And the train keeps on rolling along. Chase Laughlin now driving in a run presented by Aspen One Hour. The lead for Lumen trimmed down to seven. Westcott scoring on the play. Bases remain loaded with one out still. Kellen Crowley trying to get these outs. First pitch misses high on the bunt attempt. Able to hold off. It's 1-0. Back-to-back infield singles. Scoring runs for Grass Lake. Just station-to-station baseball. 1-0. Showing bunt. This one hugs the first baseline, and it's going to be fair out at first. But that sacrifice bunt drives in another run. Three runs scoring in the inning for Grass Lake. Bases no longer loaded. It's runners on second and third now with two outs, and now it's 11-5. Three runs in the inning scored. Now we're getting a quick meeting here with the umpires here. It's like a concern over this past play from Grass Lake side. And we'll say out. I think the issue here was the Grass Lake base runner. When Kellen Crowley tried to make the play, he did kind of cut in front of the base runner. So there, Grass Lake was trying to advocate for defensive interference. Didn't get it, though. It is an out. So 11-5 is the score now. Next pitch, swing and a tapper. This one goes to short. Gaston over to first in time for the first out. But Grass Lake able to put together another fine inning. Three runs on two hits. One Lumen Christie error. And two runners left on base. It's 11-5. Lumen Christie over Grass Lake, bottom of the sixth, coming up next on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut. And Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
11-5 is the score. Lumen Christie over Grass Lake. Bottom of the sixth inning now in our district championship matchup. Winner moves on to Wednesday, the regional semis. Connor Dockery with you. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. The catcher, Harrison Botke, leading us off. 7-8, 9-2 up. For the Titans, remaining on the mound is Colin Knight. Pitched in the last inning. Allowed three runs on three hits. With a couple of errors mixed in there. First pitch, swing and a tap or foul just along the third baseline. Botke in this one. He's 0-for-1. Two walks in there as well. Gets the go-ahead from the home plate umpire, 0-1. Swing and a grounder. This one in the gap between third and short. It's a leadoff single for Botke. Designated hitter, Eli Kimball stepping in now. So Lumen Christie was in a situation where they could have gotten a potential mercy rule on this one. I mean, they still technically can. They got to get four runs in this inning, but they were one run away. We got a bunt attempt here, and now a double play. Wow! A bunt for Eli Kimball goes to the pitcher, Colin Knight, and able to make the throw to second and then to first to turn a double play. You don't, on bunts, you don't really see that very often. Very great defensive play by Grass Lake. That brings in Gibson Shore, the number 9 hitter. Bases empty with two outs now. 6-run Lumen Christie lead. This is, of course, Lumen Christie's last chance to add to their lead before trying to shut this thing down in the top of the seventh. That is, of course, if they do not get four runs here, which they will not, as we got a pop right outside the pitcher's mound. Gloved by Knight. And Lumen Christie retired in order here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the seventh. Coming up next, Lumen Christie leads 11-5. This is High School District Championship Baseball presented by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Comes down to this district championship, top of the seventh. Lumen Christie leads Grass Lake 11-5. So this is Grass Lake's last chance. They got to put together their biggest inning of the season. Right here. Number two due up right here, Gavin Killinger. The left fielder now at the plate. Meanwhile, Kellen Crowley still on the mound in relief. First pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. So Crowley in the last inning allowed in relief two runs and a walk on two hits. Already allowing more runs in that inning. In those two outs, I should say, not even the full inning, than he did in the entire last game. No runs against Napoleon. Next one swung on, grounder to third. That one's gloved by Sattler. Throw across the diamond in time to Hetherington for out number one. Two outs left for Grass Lake on their season. Cameron Prater now at the plate. He's 0-for-1, popped out in the first. Couple of walks in the fourth and sixth innings with a run and a steal in there. Winds and deals right down the middle from Kellen Crowley. Strike one. A 0-1. Misses low. Again, both these teams won a district tournament last year. We knew coming into this district, one of the toughest districts in the state to win, with three of the five teams district winners from last year. 2-1, misses low again. It's 3-1 to Cameron Prater at the plate. Crowley gets back on the mound. Winds and deals, 3-1. In the dirt to five-pitch walk. Second walk issued in relief for Kellen Crowley, fifth overall across he and Wes learned from his start. And that brings in Colin Knight. Step off from Crowley before getting back on. First pitch, swing, line drive. This one slices foul, about 4 feet foul this time. Don't even think that one even touched the warning track. That close in left field. 0-1, meanwhile, for Colin Knight. Ready to go. Now a pickoff throw to first. Prater steps back in safely. A 1 in the dirt. Good block there by Botke, the catcher, preventing Prater from moving up to second. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. It misses low. Two balls and a strike. Runner on first, one out. Grasslake at the plate, trailing by 6 runs here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch, that one misses off. 3-1 now. So Kellen Crowley falling behind in a couple of these counts. Gonna have a quick chat with Botke, now trying to settle him down. Trying to get him back into the strike zone. Throwing strikes. Trying to get these last two outs to send Lumen Christie on to the next round of the postseason. Umpire in the field briefly coming to the stop play. Wasn't fully set. Now we're good to go. 3-1. Swing, fly ball. This one coming to right, shallow right field, and it's going to be just ahead of Brogan, but then a force out at second, as that was Prater, of course, holding back at first. But then with the force out at second, that does not count as a hit for Colin Knight. Of course, that was very tough to see. You could see Brogan just with the sun right in his eyes could not really see the ball clearly. We are going to have a relief pitcher in. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christie, while he gets warmed up, we're going to step aside. One more out. Lumen Christie needs to get, and they will move on to the next round. They lead 11-5. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center. 764-1921.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
11-5 Lumen Christi over Grass Lake. Two outs. Runner on first in the top of the seventh inning, and Lumen Christi turning to Nolan Huff to try to get this final out to send Lumen Christi onward into the next round. Manny Shaffrin at the plate for Grass Lake. Nolan Huff, he actually started the Al Glick Classic Championship against Columbia Central a couple weeks ago. First pitch, that one misses low. It's ball one. Shaffrin in this game, he's 1-for-3. One run single, otherwise he flew out and then reached on an error later. Runner goes, next pitch, swing and a miss. There's going to be no throw to second, so a steal by Colin Knight. And a swing and a miss, 1-1 count now for Manny Shaffrin. 1-1 in the dirt. Two-one count for Manny Shaffrin. Runner on second, two outs. Two-one. That one's low. 3-1 count now. It's like the Lumen Christi softball team actually made it back from their district tournament. Back here to watch the end of this one. We got a swing and a miss. Grass Lake down to their final strike of their season. 3-2 full count to Manny Shaffrin. In the stretch, Nolan Huff, 3-2, swinging a grounder along the third base line, and that is just foul. Stays alive, 3-2. Got to wait until they get the ball out of play before continuing. So we're ready to continue, 3-2. Runner on second, two outs. Six-run Lumen lead. Trying to get the last out here, 3-2. Low, and it's a walk. Shaffrin keeping it going. Runners on first and second, two outs. That brings in Noah Orban. First pitch, below the zone, ball one. Huff gets back on the mound in the stretch. And he steps off. Needs some more time. That was actually called off by Bakke, telling him to step off as well. 1-0. Swing and, ooh, check swing there. He ended up making contact anyways. One ball, one strike. Orban, this one. 0-for-2. Strikeout, reaching on a fielder's choice, and walked. Scored a run and batted in another run. 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of that one. One ball, two strikes. Grass Lake again down to their final strike, potentially their season. One, two. Swing and a tapper. This should do it. To Sattler at third. Throw across the diamond. It's low, but it is in there. Great glove catch for Hetherington. And that will do it. Lumen Christi wins 11-5 over Grass Lake, and they are your 2026 district champions. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back on the other side, we're going to recap this thing right here on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment, from powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors: Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So your 2026 district champions are your Lumen Christi Titans, winning 11-5 over Grass Lake in the district championship today after defeating Napoleon 9-0 in the semifinals. So it was all in the first two innings for Lumen Christi. Just jumped all over these Grass Lake pitchers. Three runs on two hits in the first, and then four runs on one hit with three errors in the second, and then really able to add to their lead from there. Grass Lake did get their bats going in the latter stages in this one. Two runs in the fourth and then three runs in the sixth, but just not enough firepower to overcome a huge deficit like that, and they needed something like that early on, as well as some better pitching early on if they wanted a chance in this one. But you need to have that discipline against Lumen Christi, showing why they're year in and year out one of the toughest teams to beat in the postseason. So winning pitcher is Wes Learned. He went 5 1/3 innings, allowed three runs on two hits, eight strikeouts with three walks. He also, at the plate, hit two home runs with five total RBIs, two runs scored. So phenomenal game for Wes Learned here in this district championship. Losing pitcher, meanwhile, is Noah Orban. Went 1 1/3 innings, allowed six runs on five hits, two walks, two strikeouts to his name as well. So one more time, 11-5 is the final score. Lumen Christi moves on to the regional semifinals, which will be played on Wednesday. Location to be determined. We will have the live coverage for you right here on these airwaves. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Have a good rest of your weekend.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.